You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and I am joined once again with Dom Betts. Thank you, football fans, football friends, for listening to this podcast. It's going to be all about two strikers. I believe the two best strikers in the Premier League. Diego Costa versus Sergio Aguero. That is the title of this podcast, Dom. They both had tremendous weekends for their club. Who performed better at the weekend?
I'm going to say Diego Costa. I know he only scored one goal, and it was a wonderful goal at that. But his all-round play, he tracked back a lot. He helped his team defensively. I felt like he contributed more to his team's all-round performance than Aguero did. But that is saying I watched the whole 90 minutes of the Chelsea game, whereas in the Man City game, I've only seen the highlights on Goals on Sunday and Match of the Day. So Aguero might have contributed to that as well. But what I've seen, Diego Costa contributed more to his team's overall performance defensively and attackingly than Sergio Aguero.
Well, I'll just go against that. Not because I don't think his performance was as good as Aguero's, but what I've been constantly told over the weekend watching the pundits is that Aguero ran 10.2 kilometres at the weekend, which is apparently 2 kilometres more than his average of last season. Why is he doing that? Is it all down to Pep Guardiola? Is he working harder for the team? He looks a bit sharper.
Well, it would be obviously because of Pep Guardiola and what he's been telling him in training, because he's had the likes of Roberto Mancini and Manuel Pellegrini as his managers, and if he's running 2 kilometres more than his average, it's clearly down to this new manager.
Okay, so it's down to Pep. Well, so let's talk Aguero then. Let's talk Aguero. Was it his second goal? My God. It's a good job there's a net in that goal, because some poor West Brom fan would have had to go to the dentist on Monday if they want a net in. It just flew in, Dom. It was such a well-struck hit. It was very like a Ronaldo hit. Pure speed and straightness, and it was beautiful. We've spoke about it on other podcasts. Why did Sergio Aguero get left out against Barcelona?
I mean, I mention this every time pretty much we've mentioned it. That didn't really make any sense. But every time I said for the first half, it made sense. They wanted to have more of the ball. They were still in the game, but why wasn't he brought on in the second half? That's why everyone's asking. As we said, they had Jordi Alba gone off for injury. They had Piqué gone off for injury.
Sorry, is it because of his just past injury record? He was coming back, wasn't he, because he got an injury in the international break with Argentina. Why is it? Because Aguero's been here for 4-5 seasons now. He's never ever played a full season, has he? He's always been out at some point.
He probably only averages around 30 Premier League games, 25 Premier League games a season.
It's sad because we all always see on Sky Sports Aguero's goal to games record is ridiculous since he's come to England. His minutes per goal as well. But I just want to see him in more games. I feel like over the course of Aguero's career, I've seen so much of Dzeko, and I've seen so much of Tevez and Iheanacho. And it's because Aguero's been injured. We need to sort this lad out so he plays all 38 games in a Premier League season. Shearer, at the weekend when they were doing the analysis, Alan Shearer, said Aguero is the only world-class player we have in the Premier League. Is Diego Costa not world-class?
No, Diego Costa isn't world-class. Because think about it, right? People said Sanchez. Well, Sanchez is not world-class because Barcelona sold him for a reason. But if he was world-class, they would have kept him.
Has Diego Costa not dragged, as a one-man striker, has he not dragged Atletico to the title under Simeone? The perfect Simeone player, really, wasn't he, Diego Costa? Dragged Chelsea in his first season? His first half of the first season was unforgettable, Dom. He was amazing. It was great to see a striker with elbows out wide, pushing off defenders, scoring goals.
I think Diego Costa's in that bracket of not quite world class. He's in the same bracket as a Gonzalo Higuain.
Okay, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I wouldn't call Higuain world class.
Right.
He's in the same bracket.
Are you talking about top 10 best players in the world? He's not in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
He wouldn't make my top 10 best players in the world.
What about this with Diego Costa? You know Suarez? All the problems with Suarez come from his switch, Dom. That switch where he sees the red mist and he bites someone's arm, or Costa gets himself sent off. We say it's part of their makeup that they need to be at this aggressive level to reach the best footballing level. I'm seeing a bit different in the past few weeks with Costa. He's still strong, he's still everything, but he's focusing on the goal and he's focusing on the team. And that's what Suarez did last season. Do you think we'll ever see it where Costa goes 2-3 months where all we do is talk about football?
I think it is possible, Diego Costa, because, I mean, unless he's playing Arsenal, he's not going to be proper winding up the opposition. And this season, it's been a lot different to what he was like in his first season. His first season, he picked up a yellow card every two games. Now, I feel like he's just there to be the hold-up player and get 20, 30, 35 goals this season.
Ooh! Mate, if he gets 35 goals this season, Chelsea are winning the league.
Yeah, I mean, if he could easily get, what, like 30 in the league, then 5 in the cup.
Easily get 30 in the league? Are you sure?
Yeah, I could say Diego Costa could get 30 goals in this league.
Wow. You think he's going to get 30 goals?
Well, if he's currently averaging 110 minutes per goal and he's got 8 goals and 2 assists so far.
In
10 games. There's no reason why he can't get 30 goals this season.
Well, if he carries on like that, then yes. But as you say, he gets suspended a lot.
I think he can easily get 30 goals this season.
Right. Let's ask the question then. What happened under Mourinho last year? Because I saw a lot of Diego Costa outside the box. He was spending so much time on the left wing or the right wing. Can I say this? I think he was the main person who down-tooled last year. Do you know Mourinho called the rats in the Chelsea dressing room? I think Costa was one of them. Because he was the key man in Mourinho's first season. Him and Fabregas were the two reasons they won the league.
Because they won the league in the first half of the season, basically.
And then are him and Fabregas the problem why Mourinho was sacked then?
I mean, there's no way of proving it, but that's what it looks like.
Because to me, he's a striker. He's a one-man up front striker. When he's not in the box, that's a problem. And he just didn't want to play for Mourinho, I thought.
I don't think anyone really in that Chelsea squad, bar maybe John Terry, wanted to play for Jose Mourinho. Because they realised he didn't improve their side in the summer at all. I don't care if you win the league. You have to improve your side in the summer. Maybe they realised, as I said, his tactics are going stale. And realised the best thing for this club is to get him out.
Interesting.
Getting Jose Mourinho out of Chelsea, I'm not going to say it's made me like them, but it's made me not hate them as much.
So what's Conte got Costa doing differently this season?
Well, as we've been saying, he's got him just staying in the number 9 position. Not dropping deep to the number 10 or dropping it wide to a 7 or 11. That's a very good shop in Hong Kong, by the way. He's at number 9. He's always there. I know he does do his track back in defensively, but then when they're on the counter again, he's in the number 9 position. His hold up play has been brilliant, and some of his finishes, especially like the one on Saturday.
It was beautiful curving shot, wasn't it?
I mean,
like a free kick.
I don't really know what the defender's doing, sort of flicking his back heel at the ball, trying to block it with
that. Well, they were all backing off. I just thought they just allowed Costa to have that shot.
Yeah, I think it was Martino, a Southampton player, who sort of just walking backwards and flicked his back foot trying to block the ball. I'm like, mate, if that ball hits your foot is broken.
Like Tommy Eaton's arm after Zlatan's shot. So, is Costa the perfect Chelsea striker? Chelsea are a team predominantly not liked by a lot of other sides. Unless you're a Chelsea fan, you don't really like Chelsea. Is he the perfect striker? This man who just takes all the stick, all the knocks. Is he the perfect man for Chelsea?
He is, because Aguero wouldn't fit Chelsea at all, would he? A Sanchez wouldn't fit Chelsea at all, if we're saying through the middle, at the number 9 position. Aguero wouldn't fit it. Sanchez wouldn't fit it.
Why? Because there's not enough creativity.
Chelsea's number 9 has always been a big, tough, strong... I've just said all the same words 3 times, but...
Drogba.
He likes of your Drogba. Even if we're going to think of other players who haven't played for Chelsea, but would maybe suit it in their prime. When Zlatan was in his prime, he would have suited Chelsea to a T.
Right.
As a reserve forward, Edin Dzeko.
Right.
They need that big, strong, tough forward who brings their attacking players like your Hazards, back in the day, like your Damien Duffs, like your Joe Coles, into the game.
Okay. No, it's an interesting point, a really interesting point. So, Aguero. We've talked about Costa. Let's talk about Aguero. Is he going to stay fit? Are we going to finally have this season where he's going to blow people away?
He'll blow people away no matter if he's injured or not. That's what Aguero does. His average goal per minute this season is 94, which is basically one a game.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Can't talk Aguero
without
Balotelli. Aguero!
That is your favourite thing that's ever happened in football, isn't it?
He provided the greatest moment in Premier League history. So, in my eyes, I think that just makes him better than Costa.
Player for player, Aguero is a better footballer than Diego Costa.
Okay, really? Right.
But it comes down to, what is your team?
Right.
What team are they playing for? Because, yes, Aguero would suit Arsenal. I don't think Diego Costa would.
Right, let's ask two questions. In the Premier League, Dom, who at the end of the season is going to be the top scorer? Is it going to be Costa or is it going to be Aguero?
I'm going to go for Diego Costa.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. With Aguero, in City's midfield, you've got goals everywhere. You've got Kevin De Bruyne. You've got Nolito. You've got Raheem Sterling. You've got Ilkay Gundogan. With Costa, the only other person who's going to be a consistent scorer in that side is going to be Eden Hazard.
Right.
And if you look at Costa so far this season, his shots on target percentage is 71%. Very wow. clinical player.
Yeah, very, very.
I mean,
very.
The only player who's really got a better shot percentage is Romelu Lukaku.
Can I ask you a question? If Costa gets injured, does City win the league?
I mean, I think City are going to win the league anyway. But if Costa gets injured, I can't see who's going
to... What about if Aguero gets injured? Can Chelsea win the league because Costa is so vital? And if they don't have Aguero firing for City, can Chelsea win it?
I think it'd make it a lot easier for them.
Is that how important these two are?
Well, yeah, if you take them out of the team, you're taking their 25 odd goals.
Yeah.
And the 10 or so goals they're going to provide over the season. That's 40 goals at your side.
No, I get it. It's not 40 goals
at your side, but you mean it's 40 goals you could possibly have had.
Yes. Or chances missed by their second striker because they're not as good as boys.
I mean, like, Iheanacho and Bashiri aren't bad strikers.
No.
But they're no Diego Costa or Sergio Aguero's.
Okay. That is a really good battle. You've gone Costa. I'm going to go Aguero. Purely.
Because of that moment.
That moment. But two fantastic players. Fantastic players, so vital to their teams. And I think they're both going to take their teams very, very close this season in the Premier League. It's been good this, Dom. Might have to do Sanchez versus Hazard next or something.
Chris Wood versus Chris Martin.
We're not doing that. This has been the Football Hour. Thank you, Dom Betts. I've been Alex Mearns. You are home. Cheers for listening. Thank you for always listening. See you soon.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.